Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Today is World Down Syndrome Day. You know, Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, Mackenzie Scott, has been giving away a lot of her fortune. $81 million in 2020, $91 million in 22 and 21 here in Chicago, $45 million this year. And some of the money she has given has been to Gigi's Playhouse that has the purpose of changing the way the world views Down syndrome. So let's just talk for a few minutes about that here on WGN. Joining us is, I just dropped the name, here it is Nancy Gianni, the Chief Belief Officer. I like that title at Gigi's Playhouse. Hi, Nancy. You're on WGN. How are you?
I am fantastic, John. How are you?
That's what I thought you'd sound like. So what does a Chief Belief Officer do?
Oh, man, I've got the best job ever because I get to show people what individuals with Down syndrome can do each and every day when we believe in them. It's the most important thing. It's the most important part of my job is really showing people how to believe in individuals with Down syndrome. So I'm blessed to be able to do that every single day and to be around the amazing energy that people with Down syndrome have.
What is Down syndrome? I think we know a little bit about that, but tell me what that is.
Yeah, so Down syndrome is the triplicate of the 21st chromosome, so they have an extra chromosome. So that has, you know, some cognitive effects. It has, most of our kids have low muscle tone, and that to me is really one of their biggest issues. So they are constantly teaching their bodies to do what comes naturally to us. So when you think about a typical kid, when they're born, they're checking out the world, woo! A child with Down syndrome is born, they're teaching their bodies how to suck, swallow, and breathe at the same time. Then they have to teach their bodies the mechanics of walking, talking, everything that comes more naturally to us. They have to teach their bodies and their muscles how to do it. Like when my daughter Gigi learned to walk, she couldn't jump. Like I see people in the park and I don't think people understand what a blessing it is when your child, it just comes naturally to them to be able to jump. We have to teach our kids and they have to teach themselves the mechanics of jumping, the down and up, and really hone those muscles until they can get some air under their feet. So, I mean, that to me, that's the biggest piece of Down syndrome is that low muscle tone. And that's what makes people think our kids are weak and aren't as strong as other people or are less than other people. When in reality, John, they're actually a lot stronger than all of us because they're teaching themselves to do what comes naturally to all of us.
Talk about the mental and the cognitive and emotional abilities of these kids.
Yes, so they've got some cognitive delays, but that does not mean they're any less emotional. It doesn't mean they don't feel pain like we feel pain. It doesn't mean they don't see when people don't treat them properly. It doesn't mean they're always happy. People always say, oh, people with Down syndrome are always happy. They have the same range of emotions that all of us have. And what they're looking for in this world today is just acceptance. Accept everybody as they are. And that's what my daughter Gigi this morning, she's 21 now. We started it when she was a year old. We started our first Gigi's Playhouse Down Syndrome Achievement Center. And we now have 59 locations across the country and in Mexico. And we serve families in 88 countries with our free programs. So we provide free therapeutic and educational programming for individuals with Down syndrome, from literally prenatal diagnosis all the way through to career skills till end of life. And we do it all for free. So, it's amazing. There's a higher power guiding this mission, Dave. I'll tell you that.
I think it may be you. Although, you know, I don't know how exactly to react to your observation that people think that people with Down syndrome are always happy. When, in fact, if we viewed them as whole persons, we all have a range of emotions. And yet it does seem as though they do seem to be more cheerful, more positive than a lot of us. And I think people are happy to take that away from their encounters with people with Downs, no?
You had a key there, more positive. Yes. So absolutely, they're more forgiving. Yeah. What do they have in that extra chromosome? They easily forgive. They, you know, somebody can knock them down, they're going to forgive them in a second. They are happier than us, because what makes us unhappy is these things that we resentment and all these other things that we have in our life. So in that sense, they are happier because they don't, they are not like that. But doesn't mean that they're always happy. They have the same range of emotions as everybody else, except for they don't spread their negativity. They spread their happiness. Does that make sense?
It does, and I'm glad you're sharing that with us. What does your organization do then? I mean, if it's about acceptance or understanding, I don't suppose it's about a cure. What do you all do?
Yeah, so we provide free therapeutic and educational programming for individuals with Down syndrome, their families, and the community. So everybody is welcome at a Gigi's Playhouse, because our goal is, you know, here we serve individuals with Down syndrome, but we also give the community a place to serve, a place to learn about love, a place to learn about acceptance. In many places, you know, many people don't even know somebody with Down syndrome because they're in different classrooms and schools. They don't have the job opportunities everybody else has. So some people don't even know anybody with Down syndrome. This is a place where you could walk in at any time and bring your kids, bring your grandkids, give them an opportunity to see the potential in individuals with Down syndrome. And it's the happiest place on earth. It is a place where you could walk in and see and feel empowerment.
Now, I see that there's 58 brick and mortar locations around the country. So are these buildings, you know, offices or small settings where people go and get the therapy, or what? Talk to me about that.
Yeah. They're actually in retail spaces. So, and actually, we just opened our 59th location in Las Vegas last week. Huh. So we are now at 59 locations. So,
Do you charge for your services? Do people pay for these?
Nothing. And last year, we did over 300,000 free program hours. 300,000. So we are really blessed by amazing volunteers. We're 99% volunteer run. We do everything from one-on-one tutoring in literacy, in math, speech therapy, fitness programs, career programs, social emotional programs, big events. We do. Gigi's is a place where you walk in the door and you're always learning, but you're always having fun, so you don't even realize that you're learning.
708 texted in to say, my daughters and I have volunteered at Gigi's Playhouse in Tinley Park in the past. They're a fantastic organization that offers so much help and hope for families with Down's children. And 312 says, you don't even know half the energy this lady has, John. She is amazing.
Well, they are a blessing, because we are nothing without our volunteers. So I'm grateful for that. And actually, John, there is a volunteer shortage in the world right now. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but it is true. So anybody's looking to volunteer, you could go to our website and just please. We have an actual Gigi's training platform, so they can kind of train to be a tutor. They can train to be in fitness and careers, whatever they want. They can train on their own time. So they can get certified in all the different classes that we do, and we would love to help. And one more thing, we also, today being World Down Syndrome Day, you know, we are here for the individual with Down syndrome, but the second half of our mission is for global acceptance for all. So if I could just ask you and your listeners to go to iacceptyou.org and just take our Generation G pledge for acceptance. It's just, and I'd ask that you take it with your kids or your coworkers, or take it with someone else and try to hold yourself accountable to be generous, be kind, be accepting every single day. Generation G is just a conscious decision to be better every day. And we're hoping today on World Down Syndrome Day that more than ever we can get people to really just go to that site and take that pledge for acceptance for our kids.
iacceptyou.org and gigisplayhouse.org if you want to volunteer.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? Nancy Gianni is the Chief Belief Officer at Gigi's Playhouse. What a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for giving us some of your time and doing what you're doing, Nancy.
Oh, John, thank you, brother. Thanks for putting the word out there for us.